Birmingham has grown over the last decade, but it pales in comparison to other major cities in the region. The city's seen just 0.24% growth on an average annual basis in employment since 2000. Community advisors say it's time for Birmingham to get its act together. A new report out recently by the Community Foundation of Greater Birmingham and the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama, or PARCA, outlines what the city might do. We talk about it in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Birmingham Business Journal editor Ty West spoke with WBHM's Esther Chemikili.
Ty, what is regional cooperation and how is it hindering Birmingham's growth?
Well, that really is a good question. What is regional cooperation in Birmingham and what does that look like? And that's one thing that the Community Foundation and PARCA, which conducted this study, are really hoping to start a conversation to find out. They're not advocating for a particular plan. They're just saying, if you look at the numbers, if you look at our history, our growth is really lagging behind these unified, regionally focused metros in the South and around the nation. And the numbers really speak for themselves. They look not just at Birmingham, but they looked at other regional focused areas and other fragmented areas like Birmingham, and the difference was very stark. You're seeing significantly better performance in terms of job growth, in terms of population growth, and in terms of lower poverty rates in these regionally focused areas. So the goal of the study is really to take a look at this and find out what Birmingham could maybe do moving forward to improve regional cooperation.
So what makes now a good time for Birmingham to start embracing regional cooperation?
Well, there's a lot of factors. One of them is the growth that has happened, specifically in downtown in the city of Birmingham. I mean, we're having a lot of momentum right now. There's a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy, and some of that has come from projects that did involve regional cooperation, like Railroad Park. That's been a catalytic project for Birmingham, and that was a partnership between the city of Birmingham, Jefferson County, and business leaders. It was a public-private partnership, a lot of cooperation there. So a lot of people believe that that's an example of, hey, if you use some of these wins we've had recently as kind of an example of, hey, we accomplish great things when we work together, that could make the timing right. On the downside, though, people behind the study kind of believe that's a mirage, and it really looks that way when you look at the job growth rate. We've only grown 0.24% over the past 16 years. We're not having that steady growth that these other metros are having when they're having 15 and 18 and 21% growth.
Are there any obstacles standing in the city's way of moving forward?
I think there are a lot of obstacles because this is something that really transcends borders. It's not necessarily a city of Birmingham thing, a Jefferson County thing. It's not even a government versus business thing. It's a kind of everybody being on the same page. So there's been several times in Birmingham's past, the One Great City movement in the late 60s and early 70s, MAPS in the 90s. There have been several attempts to kind of foster this type of regional cooperation over the years, and a lot of them have faltered, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, we have a complex social fabric here. We have some complicated racial history that definitely would pop up anytime you're talking about getting people on the same page, trying to work together. That presents a challenge that will clearly have to be overcome. But also another hurdle is really just the idea that cooperation equals consolidation. They've been very, very clear in the presentations that PARCA and that the Community Foundation have been making around the city that that's not the goal. But it's hard to get people past that because past efforts have involved consolidation of governments. They're not saying that. They're saying this could take the form of cities saying, hey, we're not going to poach against each other. It could take the form of setting up some public-private partnerships that take a more regional focus. It could take the form, like it has in some cities, of figuring out ways to make elected officials represent a greater portion of the metro area. For instance, having some at-large people elected that don't just represent a district or a particular place. They represent the entire municipality that they represent.
And is there any one entity or any developers or something that officials maybe have in mind that could help usher Birmingham and the region into this new cooperative?
That's kind of the million-dollar question, is who is going to take the reins of this? I mean, if you look at the Strategic Advisory Board for this group, I mean, there's some heavy hitters on there. General Charles Krulak, who led Birmingham Southern, Jay Grinney, the former CEO of HealthSouth, Susan Matlock, who led Innovation Depot. They have some people from the faith-based community. They have several community leaders. They have business leaders. But I think if you look out there, it is going to take folks at the Community Foundation specifically said, you know, we're hearing from elected officials that the business community is going to have to play a role in this. But then we're also hearing from folks we interviewed for the story that, you know, if it's a top-down approach led just by the business community that doesn't rope in citizens, it doesn't rope in some of the neighborhood leaders around the region, that's going to face a struggle.